Welcome to day 38. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Again, continuing on the topic of when one is chayev, obligated in peya, and from where is one obligated in peya. So, says Mishnah Dalet, Imahos Shel Betzalim. Imahos Shel Betzalim literally means mother of onions. So what does that mean? So oftentimes farmers would leave onions in the ground purposely, well beyond the time when they should normally be harvested. And the purpose was, as they're left in the ground, they do start to rot, they do start to become less and less edible, but also they often start to break up into what looks like almost like cloves of garlic. And you can take those pieces and then replant them, or they would start to regrow on their own. That's why Imahos Shel Betzalim means the mother of onions, because they would generate other onions. So these onions that are left in the ground, the Tanakhama says, Chayavos Bepeya. You still have to give peya from those onions. Rabbi Yossi, Poter, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're exempt from peya for those onions. So what's this machlokas? What are they arguing over? So we learned earlier that one of the requirements, one of the criteria for eligibility of peya is that the crop needs to be edible, and not just edible b'shas adchak, not just edible when you're desperate, but generally edible by normal people in normal situations. So in this situation, Rabbi Yossi looks at this onion that's kept under the ground. It's starting to rot. It is not. You could eat it if you're desperate, but people would not eat this onion generally, and therefore it clearly doesn't meet the criteria of peya, and you would be pater, you'd be exempt from peya. What about the Tanakhama? What about the first opinion? So the first opinion would say, actually, it's not referring to the individual crop that needs to be edible. It means the species in general needs to be edible generally, right? And onions are. Onions are great. Everyone eats onions, right? Okay, so this one you chose to keep in the ground longer. This one started to rot a little bit. It's still edible if one is desperate, but that doesn't matter. The point is that generally onions are considered edible, and therefore, since the species is, this is chayev and peya, and that is how we paskin. That's how we generally follow. Okay, Malbanos Abatzalam Shibin Hayarak. Imagine you have a field of vegetables. Vegetables are generally not chayev in peya because one of the criteria is that they need to be able to be stored, and most vegetables will not stay fresh in storage. So you have a field of vegetables, and you have Malbanos Habitzalam. You decided to plant in between. There are open spaces between the vegetables. You decided to plant patches of onions, and they're individual patches because the other vegetables are kind of wending their way through and dividing up the onions. So Rabbi Yossi Omer peya mikol echad ve'echad. Each onion patch would require its own peya again because the other vegetables are dividing up the onion patches, and therefore each patch is considered its own field. The Chachamim Omer me'echad alkol. No, the Chachamim say that all of the onion patches combine to be considered one onion field, and you can just give one peya for all of it together. Why? So they would say that because all of the other vegetables are not chayev in peya because they would not stay well in storage. They were considered almost like lesser vegetables when it comes to the mitzvah of peya, and therefore they're tufel, so to say. They're almost secondary to the onions, and therefore it's almost as if they're not there. And therefore, all of the onions really combine into one field, and you'd give peya me'achas ala kol on one for the entirety of the field in just one area. Okay, now we're going to move to Mishnah Hay. And Mishnah Hay slightly changes topics. Before, we were discussing what are physical things in a field that would make it considered either one field or two fields, such that you'd have to give one peah or multiple peahs. Now we're going to look at that same topic of one versus two or one versus more than two, but nothing to do with physical barriers, but a different criteria here. So here we go. Ha'achen shechalaku. Imagine you have brothers, you have siblings that inherited a field from their father. The father had, let's say, one large field, and now the brothers inherited it. Nos ninshte peyos. So they would give two different peyos, right? Meaning one brother owned this part of the field, the other brother inherited this part of the field, even though originally when the father owned it, it was considered one field. Now they're two different fields because each one owns a different part, so each one would give their own peya. Vinishtatfu, but if they actually decided to be partners with it, meaning they decided to inherit the entirety of the field together, so they both own all of it, nosdin peya achas, then you would just give one peya. And the source of these halachos is that we know that when it says to do the mitzvah peya, it says sadcha, your field, and therefore each person needs to own the part of the field. Each one would give peya from the part that they own, so it has to be your field, and therefore each brother would give peya from his field. But it also says artzachem, which shows that artzachem is your land, plural. We know that halachically, a land can be owned by multiple people, and if it is, you would still give one peah. So if they both co-own the property, both co-own the field, then it's artzachem. It's considered one field that is co-owned, and you only give one peah. Okay, shnayim shalakhu esa ilan. Imagine two people buy a tree together. There's a massive tree that has a fruit that is chayev in peah, and two people want to go in on that tree together. So nosdin peah achas, they co-own the tree, and again, we see this halacha, they would give one peah on the entire tree. Dacha zetzfon of zederoma, but if one bought one half of the tree, let's say the southern part of the tree, and the other one bought the northern part of the tree, so they didn't buy it together, but they each bought different sections of the tree. So then, zen nosin peya la'atzmo, v'zen nosin peya la'atzmo, each one would give peya on on their part of the tree. And again, this is really the same halacha that we just learned at the beginning of the Mishnah with the brothers, but this is saying that not only is it true by a field, but that halacha is true even by a tree, that if you buy separate parts of it, it's two different payas. If you buy it jointly, then you give one paya. Hamochar kilche ilan basoch sadeyu. If someone has multiple tree sprouts, meaning trees that eventually, I'm sure we've seen these young trees, that the goal is eventually to uproot them. You sell them, you uproot them, and then you plant them somewhere else. So imagine a farmer sells the kilcha ilan, sends these sprouts to either various people or one person, depending on how you understand it, the Rambam versus the Artanura, but sells these sprouts to someone else. So what's the halacha? No, same payah mikol echad echad. Each and every tree, imagine, assuming it already has fruit, otherwise it's not relevant, right? Each and every tree you'd have to give payah from. Why? Because these sprouts are meant to be uprooted, therefore the farmer is clearly not selling the land in between them, because the point is that you should uproot it. So each tree is considered its own thing with no land in between them, and if there's no land connecting them, then they're clearly not a field. They're just individual trees, and therefore each one would require its own payah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai. When is that true? He's qualifying this now. He says, that's b'zman shelo shir bal hasadeh. That's when the owner of the field doesn't leave any of the sprouts for himself. Aval im shir bal hasadeh, hu nosin peah lakol. But if he did leave some of the sprouts for himself, I mean, he's leaving some of those sprouts in the ground, so then he would give one payah in the entirety of the field, even the parts that he eventually sold. And the Gemara further qualifies that and says, again, we're talking about when the farmer already started harvesting it before he sold the other. If he already started harvesting it, so then the moment he started, all of the kilcheh, so that all of those sprouts were now chayv and payah, and therefore the farmer has to leave payah from the entirety of it. And then if he then sells the individual ones, the chiyuv already set in, and therefore the original farmer has to give pay on the entire thing. That is Mishnah Hey, and we'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.